We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The San Bernardino Police Foundation will host a golf tournament fundraiser on Thursday, May 30th, and we are honored that K-Frog has been invited to attend, and several members of our air staff will be there. Here to tell us more is Tanya Rhodes Hensley, a board member with the San Bernardino Police Foundation. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for inviting us. We are so excited that you will be joining us, and your team will be out there hitting some balls and trying to make it in a hole.
Now, I got to give you a heads up about my teammates. They cheat. And how do I know this? Because the one time I've played golf with them before, they cheated. So keep an eye on them, okay?
I'll keep an eye on them. I'm sure it'll be so much fun, though, watching the balls go everywhere. And then, oh, I got a hole in three. I got a hole in one. As long as they don't cheat for the hole-in-one car, we're all good.
I think we'll be good there. Tell us about the San Bernardino Police Foundation.
It's been such an honor for me to be able to serve on the board of the San Bernardino Police Foundation. What we do is we look at aspects of the police department and different units in the department that we can support and help in serving the community. So, for instance, we have a mounted unit. People don't realize that the horses aren't owned by the PD. They're actually owned by the officers that ride them. So they pay for all of their upkeep, their food, all of those things. Any of the gear that they need, because they're actually considered officers, the horses are, we have to buy that gear, any of their bridles, any of that. But that's not covered from the city. So instead of it coming out of the officers' pockets, we buy those things. When we look at things like the explorers to come out and serve in the community and help in events and developing the youth of the explorers, they're under our auspice. We help provide them with what they need, with training, with going to competitions, things like that. Connections in the community, things like going out and having community events that costs money, the barbecue team going out and serving in the community. That's often under us, often under the POA, but we help with some of those things. The volunteers unit, the chaplains unit. There's so many different aspects to who we are and what we do. The dogs, everybody loves the canine unit, right? So when you say canine unit, everybody's ears perk up. They want to see the dogs. They're under our auspice as well because they're not purchased through the department. They're purchased through us. So we have people that say, wow, we want to make a donation to the dogs. They'll come to us, or we want to help you buy another dog. We think you need one more. Or, you know, recently there was a lot going on in the washes and different things like that. And so we had someone come to us and they said, we want to donate to razors. We want to buy the bikes that go out, the dirt bikes that go out in the washes to make sure that the officers are safe in doing what they need to do and capturing the people that they need to capture. And so when we started looking at it, especially after the event in 2015, December of 2015, the community really came together and said, what can we do? How can we help you? And so the police foundation was formed, and that's how people can help our officers, help our community. And what they do is they make donations to the police foundation, and then the officers come to us and they say, we need this gear. And they sign a form and they petition us to get those funds for what they need that's not purchased from the department.
So what programs are under the foundation umbrella?
So I mentioned many of them. We have the canine units, we have the mounted unit, we have the chaplains, the explorers. I'm sure I'm going to forget a couple. We have the SWAT is often under us for different things. Basically, any of them that need something, they come to us. But those are the big ones that people see out in the community.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm speaking with Tanya Rhodes Hensley, a board member with the San Bernardino Police Foundation. This golf tournament coming up on May 30th, what is that raising funds to support?
The golf tournament will raise funds to support the entire police department and foundation. So again, it's going out to the explorers. They have a competition coming up. And so they've come to us and said, we need money for this competition. We need this equipment. There's community outreach that they come to us for, not just the explorers, but PD. They get invited to at Halloween to go hand out candy at a bunch of different events. So they'll come to us and say, we need $1,000 for candy to go hand out to the community. So we give that to them. The canine unit, they need different things for practicing, for equipment, for all of that. They'll come to us and they'll say, we need this practice equipment, or we need $45,000 for a dog. And so this money will go to all of those different aspects of the foundation. It goes into the fund where they can come to us and say, hey, we need this. How do we get it? So this is going to cover the general fund, which is everything. It's the pool that everyone can kind of pull from.
And when and where is the golf tournament taking place?
So this year, we are doing it at a different place. It's at Tuckwit, and everybody knows where that is out in the Morongo Valley. We decided to kind of get out in the open air, a little bit different. It's taking place on May 30th at 7:30 in the morning. We want to see so many people out there, and it will be amazing.
And are you looking for sponsors or volunteers for this event?
We definitely need sponsors, and we have all levels of sponsorship, everything from $10,000 premier sponsors to $1,500. If someone wanted to sponsor a foursome of PD, people say they can't play, but they would like to send some of the PD people out to play, they could do that. They could do a sign that goes on the hole. So the lowest level of sponsorship is $1,500. The highest level is $10,000. And then there's different sponsors in between.
And then how do people sign up for this event?
You can go to sbpolicefoundation.org. And there should be a link that you click on to sign up for it. We would love to have you come out and golf. If you're an officer or you're a retired officer, we have a blue line special. And so you can come out and play. You get a little bit better price. But it's a really fair price for this event, what will happen. We're also looking for whole sponsors or volunteers. If you go on there and you can email us and let us know you want to do a whole sponsor or do a beer sponsor on a hole or something like that, come out and do a game, have prizes on a hole, have a company, we would love to have any of that.
I've been speaking with Tanya Rhodes Hensley, a board member with the San Bernardino Police Foundation. Their golf tournament fundraiser is happening Thursday, May 30th at Tuckwit Canyon in Morongo. What other events can we look forward to in the future?
I'm so happy that you asked that because we're planning a cornhole tournament this year. We have a bowling tournament coming up. And then we also are going to look at something like a poker night or a fundraiser, casino fundraiser. So I think that they're all things that we could get behind and just have a good time, especially the cornhole tournament in the summer. That is specifically going to be focused around the mounted unit. And then The bowling tournament is going to be focused around the SWAT unit. So it's a good way to come interact with them and just have a good time.
And tell us about the Blue Line Special.
The Blue Line Special, I'm excited about that. Our officers do so much in our community, and all of our officers, sheriff, police department. If you're a sworn officer or a retired sworn officer, then instead of paying $700 to golf for a foursome, they're offering it for $500. So I would love to see Riverside come out and send a group, Fontana, Redlands, any of them in this area, the county sheriff's department. I challenge all of you to have representation out there to just come out and have a good time and support each other.
And how can the community get involved?
The community could definitely get involved with sponsorships, donating items. If you have a business and you want to donate an item, please contact me. My personal email or the foundation email is on there. I would love to come pick it up. I'll come by, give your business credit. You as a person, if you want to make a donation, do that. Have a sign, you know, any of those things. I'll work with you on what you want to do. If you want to volunteer, come out. I need volunteers because it's during the week. Some people that I usually get for volunteers aren't able to come out. So contact me. You know, some people work weekends and that, and they have time during the week. It's just whatever your schedule is. So I would love that.
I've been speaking with Tanya Rhodes Hensley, a board member with the San Bernardino Police Foundation. Their golf tournament fundraiser is coming up on Thursday, May 30th at Tuckwood Canyon. Tell us again where we can go to get more information.
sbpolicefoundation.org.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today. Thank you for all that you do to serve our community. And the KFrog family is so excited to see you out there.
I think we're going to have a blast.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.